This is The Briefing, a podcast presented by Musio Goodman Law Firm.
During the litigation, during the lawsuit, your lawyer will likely want to send you to one or two or three medical experts to support your claim. So what that means is your lawyer will make an appointment for you with a doctor, for instance, a physiatrist, a specialist in chronic pain and rehabilitation, to assess you and provide a medical legal opinion on the extent of your injuries, the diagnosis, the prognosis, and treatment recommendations. So quite often, depending on the nature of your claim and the nature of your injuries, you may be attending a number of medical assessments. But ICBC as well will likely want to send you to their own doctors because they get to defend the claim as well, and they are entitled to their own medical opinions. So what that means is you are attending medical appointments at the request of ICBC with the doctors that they have hand-selected. Sometimes the result of that is you are being assessed by doctors who have been repeatedly criticized by the courts for bias and advocacy. These doctors, in spite of that, are routinely hired by ICBC to provide medical legal opinions in injury cases. And so the question is, what can you do about it when ICBC books an appointment with a doctor that has a history of not being fair and impartial? The short answer is very little. It's very rare for courts to essentially allow a plaintiff to get out of a medical assessment simply on the basis of the doctor showing bias. And that's why it's very important that you have a lawyer that recognizes these doctors' predilections, is aware of their history, and can effectively cross-examine them and expose the weaknesses in their report should the claim eventually go to trial.